Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Wow. I'm going to share from the Word of God what I believe is the message for this day that is going to help us. Amen. Say, neighbor, you look better than the last seventh week, you know. You look really looking better. I see you are changing. Amen. Tell the other neighbor, say neighbor, you are far better than last time. Whatever is happening is really a good thing. Amen. I received this word sometime in the week, and I've been meditating on it from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah is in the Old Testament, just after Haggai. Amen. Before Malachi. So if you go back from Malachi, you are there. Just start in the middle of the Bible and go back. How can Thoma kwa erotlogo emela? Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Those who are coming for the first time, I hope you are really thanking God that you have come today. Amen. So we're going to read chapter 4. Have we found it? From verse 1. You know, I like it in the New Living Translation for some reason. New Living Translation.
Then the angel who had been speaking with me returned and woke me.
Yes.
Like a person who is awakened from his sleep.
Yes.
And he said to me, what do you see?
Yes.
And I said, I see two olive trees.
Okay.
One on each side of the bough. Then I asked the angel.
Listen, it says, I see what? It says, I see what?
Two olive trees.
Two olive trees, One way on each side of the bough. Okay, continue.
Then I asked the angel, what are these, my Lord?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Don't you know? The angel asked, no, my Lord, I replied. Then he said to me, this is what the Lord said to Zerubbabel.
Yes.
It is
now
not
listen.
By force.
Now listen to me. There are many translations, there are many interpretations of the meaning of the two olive trees on each side of the bough. Hello? This is what I believe, because the angel in the end, he does not specifically tell him what those those two olive trees were. Amen? Are you here? Specifically, who they were. Okay, we'll see later. Amen? But what I believe is that they stand for the two dispensations. What does that mean? They stand for the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Amen? Some people think it refers to the two men that are a subject in this book, who is Zerubbabel and Joshua. Amen? But you can see that it's not really limited in time as people are. Are we together? Continue reading.
This is what the Lord said to Zerubbabel. Uh-huh. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heavens.
Now, instead of answering him, he almost starts at the end. Okay? He's not telling him, what are these two olive trees? And what is this bow? He says to him, oh, Zerubbabel, hallelujah, it's not going to be by might nor by power. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. Are you hearing me? So he says, whatever is happening right now in your life, remember, know that it's starting somewhere. There are certain things that are in place that are going to support you. Amen? And you're not going to do it by yourself. And I hope somebody's listening to me today. Because we have mandates in this world. And some of us have not even begun to touch it. Hello? Amen. Look at your neighbor saying, neighbor, there is something that is standing, written your name all over it. You have not even touched it. You are not even thinking about it. To you, it is not yours. Heaven is saying, hey, Zerubbabel, you are well and able. Are you hearing me? The problem that we have in this world is that we have so many challenges that leave us thinking we are somebody else. We are no longer who we are. Okay, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. So he's been shown all these images and the interpretation is deep. But the angel does not go there. He says to him that whatever you are facing, know that there is power available for you. Okay. Look at him. I say, neighbor. I'm hearing. Utumatla ati. How soka halue namu. How soka halubu khuni bahao. Not even your wisdom. But it is going to be by the Spirit. There's no mandate from God that you can do on your own. If what you are doing is from God, you need God. Tell your neighbor, if what you have to do is from God, you need God. God can never ask you to do something that you will depend on men for its success. Okay. Are you the right people here? I say God can never give you something. Look here. If there's something that you think you can do, it's not from God. If it was too easy for you to do it, it's not from God. It doesn't matter what it is. Even with your money, if you can go search yourself and say, I've got so much in the bank, I can do it, then that is from you. If God gives a word concerning something, you will need him. You see, as human beings, we are comfortable to do things that we can be able to accomplish on our own. How about the stress? Okay. Are you the right people? Ministers, are you here? We are comfortable to do things that we've got money to do. The plan, the expertise, the support, we are happy to do them because we are human. But many of those things have got nothing to do with anything that can make you change this world. If God is going to ask you to do something, it's going to be something that is going to make a difference in the world, in the life of another person. And you can never do it on your own. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. You can never bring the purpose of God in this world without God. That's why if you're on a mission of God, you need a word from God that says you can do this. Because you'll be so discouraged. So discouraged. Read.
Verse 7. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way.
Now listen. Zerubbabel, maybe the heart civil, or there's no mountain can stand before you. He doesn't know. Many of us don't even know that there's nothing that can stand in the way of what you are supposed to do. Nothing. It does not matter how tall they look, they can't stand. It does not mean they cannot be there, but they can't stand. You don't understand standing. Standing means that they will not remain there. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to see the mountains. But you need to know that this mountain cannot stand. I'm Zerubbabel. Many people are discouraged by the mountains that they see. Okay, Erike Kamane, Kamona Bankutile Baba. Hello? Many people are discouraged by the mountains they see.
Amen.
Zerubbabel needed a word from God to say, this mountain is nothing. You are Zerubbabel. Look at your neighbor, you are Zerubbabel. Do you even know who you are?
Amen.
Nothing can stand before you. Some of us, before we can believe we can move in this direction, we want to see the mountain out of our way. But God says, it cannot remain. You know, some mountains, unless you begin to move towards them, they cannot move. It takes faith that I can do this, and they will begin to move. Hallelujah. Oh, are you hearing me? Somebody has to do something this year. Oh, okay. I said somebody has to begin to do something this year. That they've been going around it forever. I'm saying, hey, Zerubbabel, it's not going to be by your might. It is not going to be your strength. It's going to be by his spirit.
Yes.
There are people with great plans and great visions from God, but they never come to pass because they are afraid. They look down upon themselves. They look at the mountain and say, I'm finished. If you are going to walk in the direction that God is going to give you, you are going to meet a mountain. If you look, there is no mountain. It's not God. The way of the Lord is full of mountains and hills and valleys. It's not flat. But you see, God likes it that way because you're not going to depend on your own strength. Even when you reach the other side, you will know, Hore ki Modimo man. You will not be proud. God does not need any help from somebody to accomplish his purposes in the world. All he needs is somebody says, yes, Lord. It's not what are you bringing to the table is, do you believe? Say, Zerubbabel, you can do this. Oh, look at your neighbor. Say, Zerubbabel, you can do this. Are you talking to somebody you know next to you? Is the person you know? Say, okay, say, I don't know you, but hey, there's some baujwe tiz. They've been telling you that you can do this. Hello?
Hello.
Am I talking to somebody here? I say, hey, you Zerubbabel.
Hey.
This mountain is nothing before you. You are bigger than this.
Have you seen when you want to believe God for something or there was no mountain here. What's happening? The problem is that you started believing that it's possible. That moment just raises mountains. Just like, are you hearing me? There's something that you have not been able to do for a long time. Let me put it this way. You know, people are praying for God to intervene in their lives. In many areas, South Africa is praying. Valley is praying. Gauteng is praying. They're all different needs. Hello? Africa is praying. The world is praying. Do you know how God answers those prayers? Is to send you Zerubbabel. Ah, okay. He's not going to come down here. He's going to raise you to meet the needs of the people. But you see, he's not going to raise somebody who thinks he can do it. In fact, that one, you look away, because that one is already too much. He wants the one who does not think there's anything they can do. Because he wants, when he finishes with you, he must get the glory. If the answer is not God, then he's not going to be involved. Okay. Are you here? Yeah. Say Zerubbabel. You can do this. Say Zerubbabel. You can do this. Uyemeti inyi. Shu. Honing planner. You know that people who plan until Jesus Christ comes planning. They are improving their plans every year. Their long-term goals have now become short-term goals because time has passed. Their long-term goals were 5 years. They have come, because now we're at 5 years, they've become short-term goals. Hello? Say, neighbor, you listen. The grace is there. You must listen. Amen. Continue reading.
That mountain will become a level ground before him.
Now listen, before you get to it, it won't be there. It will be level ground. He said it will be level. Some of us reshebile taba mihlaye, raipoto reshebile tabai, but we are not moving towards it in faith. In other words, we don't live like there's no mountain. We don't do things like there's nothing that's going to stop us. We don't do things like, we do things like there's nothing in our way, even though there is. Are you still here?
Yes.
Say Zerubbabel.
This mountain,
it won't be there. You know, if what you think and what you're seeing and what you dream is truly from God, nothing around you is going to support you. Nothing. Not even your wife. Not even your husband. You will say you share it with your husband. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah? Or you share it with your wife. How long do you want to get? Hello.
Amen.
You share this with your friend, you get the same thing. You get the same thing everywhere. Nobody's going to, look at your name, say Zerubbabel, nobody's going to support you. You know what is the problem? Is that the enemy knows what you have just received. And he goes to everybody that you are going to talk you out of it. You know, sometimes we are working with demon. Ah, it's too useless. When I, mutuaru useless. Can you demon a little useless? It's a spirit that answered to you. am I talking to somebody? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're talking to a friend, you're sharing ideas with a friend. Ah, lebala. Hani's a spirit that says lebala. My friend, why my friend asarati this thing? It's not your friend. It's a spirit that answered to you. Hello.
Yeah.
Continue reading.
Then the word of the Lord came to me.
Yes.
The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple.
Yes.
His hands will also complete it.
Yes.
Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.
Now listen. It's very important to declare that what you start, you finish. Speak with your own mouth. Or na akisid into halfway. You must say, I've laid the foundation and I will roof this thing. Some of us, some of us start things and we leave them because of what they had started building the temple, but they stopped. So the men of God had to come and encourage them to continue building the temple. Are you listening to me? Because they were met with opposition and challenges. There are many people who start things that they don't finish. But look at your neighbor. Can I professor? I see five things, neighbor. I see five things that you just left like that. Some of us, how do you start something? The first thing they ask is, because they know you. You are not the finisher of things. Hello. If you have a house that is just foundation, that is not moving, I pray, Zerubbabel, you can do this. Oh, you're not hearing this. Can I come this side? I'm saying whatever you have started that is still foundation, no one is going to finish it for you. You are going to do it yourself. Are you here? Are you here? I don't know. You have laid foundations of many things in life. I don't even know what is. Ask your neighbor. I don't know. What is this? Hello? From today, I know there must be a reason why I must share this to you. Every unfinished business must be finished. Can I prophesy to you? I say every unfinished business must be finished. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Am I talking to Zerubbabel here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I don't start anything and not finish it. That must be what must come from your mouth from today.
Yeah.
That I am Zerubbabel. I don't start anything and I don't finish it. Some of us, there's no notice. Let me tell you something. In life, there are certain things that we do that follow us. We don't even know. Don't think that when you just go away from work, you don't think that that thing follows you. Because Satan is speaking.
Satan, who confesses on your behalf? Ori, na, on your behalf. He says, I do things and I don't finish. That becomes your name. Even if they don't like you, even if they treat you bad, write a letter and say, I am going, I'm not happy. You have closed the chapter, you finished that business. There's no one who's going to come to you and accuse you of anything. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So that's how we end up not finishing things in life, because that thing is speaking for us of who we are already. Even when we are looking for jobs, this thing, iyamole irliskela mutepa o halaeli hasadisi. Pastor, pray for me. I don't last in my jobs. There's something speaking on your behalf. It says you don't finish anything. Oh, somebody has to go and repent seriously.
Amen.
And go and phone them. Or, I'm sorry, in the Kilikere King, I'm very sorry. I heard that I should have said bye-bye. Can I do it on the phone? No one is saying amen here. We've just been absconding. Go and correct it. A phone call. Mudimu swareti, but there must still be restitution. Hello.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Continue reading.
Verse 10. For who has shown despise for the day of small things? But these seven will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
Now, this is very important. He says, God rejoices to see you acting on his word, no matter how big you start. But the fact that you are willing to do it, God rejoices. Amen. We are waiting for whatever we are waiting for. I don't know. Big. It shows lack of faith. Hello. Leabukeliza. No. Start. You know, I want to tell you about the process of building here quickly, and I want to show you a few lessons. Now, look. When we started building here, there was no money, zero, like minus. Okay, not we don't like minus in the account. At least zero. Amen?
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
But we said we are going to build. And you know what we did? We started with that structure. You see that structure outside? And a kisho satanunarts here. Do you see that structure outside?
Amen.
Who knows about that structure? Do you know it, ne? You remember that's where we were? We just wanted to start. We didn't wait for anything. We said, okay, God, you said we must move. Let's see what we can do. And after we started, He opened floodgates. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, had we not started with that small beginning. You see that small beginning? It was very small. Yo, it was very small. But I loved to see Christians worshiping under that space. They were just happy. Same anointing, same everything. They don't despise the days of small beginnings. From there. Now, you have seen these things happening in front of you. Are you hearing me? I was speaking to one minister recently. He came here and we're talking about the building. It's a man of God. They've got a site and he wants to build, and he was asking me questions, and I said to him, there's something about building funds. Building funds the devil doesn't want to see. You see, a building fund does not necessarily refer to churches only. It refers to the capital that you are trying to put together to build something that God said you must do. It's not only about a church building, it's about building. So whatever you are trying to accumulate to accomplish what God wants you to do, it becomes a focus and a target for the devil. It will never come together. Oh. Ask any church that is putting together money for building fund. Every time it gets to 50,000, the devil will create a 50,000 need. That money will be moved from there to go and... But the devil is not going to announce to you that I am the one. We all see that, hey, when I need, I don't get on a more. The same thing with your life. If you're waiting for things to be together, they are never going to be together. Never. Why? Because do you think the devil will watch you putting things together to do what? He's not the devil. He's no longer the devil. He's something else. Are you listening to this? So that's what happens in our life. We are trying to put things together before we do anything. We are not people of faith. How can you get some more pili, get more pili, hobe hantle, and then get a wona? Hey, you think the devil is going to watch you and say, okay, that's nice, let's do it. Never. Say, neighbor, never. Start. Amen. And because once you start, you have opened a portal. Heaven continues with the work. You take one step, God will take nine. He never takes the first step. He never takes the first step. He wants you to take the first step. Have you seen children who are not walking? As parents, we are relaxed. But the moment they start, they stand and they do this, we run. Somebody's not listening to this. Parents start moving when the child is late. Oh, okay. What happened? You will get there where you want to go, but your parents will make sure you get there because now this one must not be hurt or get hurt. Are you listening to me? One step, God will take nine. Hello? Am I talking to somebody here? Say, say Zerubbabel. Stand up. Do it. Hey, I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. You don't want to fail. I'll tell you what is failure. Failure is something that has never been attempted. That is a complete fail. But anybody who does not succeed in what he's trying to do, that person is a step ahead of the one who hasn't done anything. Look at the neighbor, say, you are a step ahead if you attempt it. What? God can't do anything with us without faith. Zero. We are useless. To him, we are useless. What connects us to him is faith. It is impossible to please God without it. Amen. Say never.
Never.
Sorry for what you are hearing. I'm so sorry. Amen. Somebody has to hear this, Zerubbabel. Somebody has to hear this. Say, Zerubbabel, somebody has to hear this. Nako yona ayayemela motho. Amen. Nako yesa jang? Continue reading. Say, don't despise the days of small beginnings. You know, let me tell you this. Let me just something also to learn from it. It's not exactly this, but lessons. And this, I think, comes from there. You see, there are so many things that happen in life that you can learn lessons from. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You know, during the week, I was in the gym. And I was running on a treadmill. So there was this lady who was coming for the first time. And this person, used the machine that was next to me. That was the next empty one. And he came with an instructor, or the person who works for the gym. The instructors, isn't it? You know, I was looking at this. This lady was saying, I don't know how this thing works. And I'm saying, I would have never asked anybody. Even if I don't know a treadmill, how many of you will do that? Are you always going to call an instructor? How many will call an instructor? Let me see them. No one. I'll go there, Okay, wait. Switch it off. We are not humble enough to allow somebody to show us the most basic things in life. I was watching this, I said, she was so patient. I said, okay. So this is level, higher level. Kirimujimu. Push this thing down, you will see it's lower, higher. Is it making sense? But that impatience, I realized, and God began to show me something there, that this is a bad attitude. You should be humble to be shown everything. This is how you unlock. You know, when people are being orientated, whatever, say, okay, Mona, raka we bula mus. Are going to show me how to open wardrobe. Am I talking to somebody here? But you see, it exposes us. Next time you're starting something, let them show you from scratch. And don't be proud. Because that thing translates to life. That's why we're so impatient and we don't want things that are like, I can't start like this. This is not me. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
It's part of us not to allow processes. We think we know. Nobody can tell us anything. We hit roadblocks. And once we hit the wall, corner, I'll see. King Abuti. Eish. Are you hearing me? Now you are embarrassed. Hello, Mata Mata Mobilo Sabadu Medici, Lobadu Medisa. You have not been even greeting them. You have been busy. Now you are stuck with the machine. Look at you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Such is the way we are in life. That's why when it comes to real things, we cannot even wait for anything. We despise everything. I can't start like that. What will people say? But I saw this lady. They are showing you everything. Everything on that treatment. And I say, yo, I would not have this patience. I would have now been 1 kilometer away. Are you listening to me? But such is our attitude in life. We don't want to be shown anything by anybody. So when we meet challenges, when we have to start small, we can't, because that's not the way who we are. We want to hit ground running. Renal everything. You know, South Africans, you know the reason why most or some of the jobs are done by people come from outside? Do you know why? You despise them. I'm not even going to you despise them. And the same people take those jobs and they surpass you. Because to them, there's no job that is too small. Are you hearing me? They do it. They do it. Before you know it, you will work for them. House of a seven zela. Oh, sorry, I'm not prophesying. I'm just saying. I'm just teaching you, okay? I'm just teaching you. Is it making sense to somebody? Never say this I can't do. Never say The moment you step into it and say, look, I don't know where this thing is going, but hey, let me do it, you will see God coming through for you. Amen. Amen. Say, oh Zerubbabel, do not despise those days. Hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
Are we going to do something?
Amen.
Are you going to do something?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Continue reading. Let's finish.
These rejoicing angels are the eyes of the Lord roaming throughout the earth. Then I said to him, what are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left? Verse 12. And I responded the second time and said to him, what are the two olive branches which are beside the two golden pipes which empty the golden oil from themselves? Verse 13. So he answered me, saying, do you not know that what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones who are standing by the Lord of the whole earth.
Now, as I said to you, this is what I believe, that the Old Testament and the New Testament are these olive trees that continue to minister. Amen? For all ages. There's still anointing that we receive when we hear the word from the Old Testament, because they speak of our Lord Jesus Christ. The New Testament, the same, it speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is nothing that we can ever achieve without the help of the oil that flows from this. Olive trees. Amen. That affects our lives. You know, when you read the word of God, you can be transformed by it. Because it can either be a letter or a spirit. Are you hearing me? So when the word of God speaks into our lives, as the spirit that flows, we get transformed and we get empowered to do the very things that we're hearing about concerning our lives. The word of God is speaking to you. He's speaking to you to do certain things in your life. But here's the thing, there is a connection. It's not a matter of just you hearing things. There is grace available for you to do the word that you are hearing. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. There is grace to do the things that, you know, when you hear God says do something, you are not going to do it by yourself. That's what the Bible says. He's providing you with the Spirit to do it. So it's not for you to say, I cannot. It's for you to say, yes, Lord, I can. Whatever it is in my power, I'm going to do. Amen. And God is going to do the rest. It's not going to be a fancy way that you're going to do things. Amen. You're not going to open an office in Santen from day one. It might be somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Amen. But one day, you'll be on the top floor of this hotel. What's it called again? In Santen. In these offices. Yes. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Don't despise those days. Oftentimes we speak to people and I'll say to them, do this. But some of them think, ah, I can't do this. It's too small. It's too little. But hey, it's not for me. It's for you. And who is going to rejoice when you believe that word? The Bible says it's God himself. Oh, Tava. How about now it's Antoinian? Mudimu Tava Antoinian. Because he's seeing the birth of something great. When I was born, it did not look like I was going to be a minister of God one day. I grew up as a normal child that many would have just overlooked and said, who's this? But heaven was happy when I was born because heaven knew who I will become. Where I was born is nullified by where I end. What gives my humble beginning status is my great end. We all know about Mandela's house because of how he ended. Say neighbor. If you would believe God, you can be very famous one day. But the beginning, don't say anything about it. Be encouraged. Rise and do something. Hallelujah. Say neighbor. You know you can make that little village where you were born very famous. In the middle of nowhere. It's all in your hands. And it's never too late. What comes from God has the potential to make anybody great. Because it's unique. And that's what you were born for. Let's bless God with your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I really hope we've received something today in Barcelona.
Amen.
Go and close your eyes and do it.
Amen.
Amen. I want to pray for you, especially for the things that you have been discouraged doing and that you stopped because somebody told you it was too big, it was too, it's not for you. And you know, I told you the other day that when people tell me I cannot do it, that's more I want to do it. Why even Jezara can't do it? Where people agree I can do it, I don't want it. Where I have support is not big enough. I want to be alone. No one must say, go to see. Only God must lay a claim on my successes. It's a situation like that, that is for God. Has everybody left you except you? Oh yes, we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Let's bless God for that.
We don't want people. We don't want people.
You want God. Well, of course, we don't go around insulting people. We don't want, you know, we're not saying that. If they walk away on their own, it's fine. You are there with God. This mountain must move. So I'm going to pray now. Whatever has been discouraging you, you are not going to see it anymore. You are not going to see it anymore. You must be great. I say you have an instruction. You must be great. You don't have any choice. Tell your neighbor, you must be great. You're not even given a choice. You must be great. What makes us great is our unique signature in life. Born with specific traits, kids are how and nobody else has them. The problem why we are all not great is because everybody we are called. That's why we just disappear in the masses. There's no special signature. There is no uniqueness. Because every time an idea is dropped in your head, you shake it off. I see I come to you. Go try next door. Are you hearing me? It was just a visitation from the Lord saying, by the way, this is why I created you. You all have the potential to be great if you will follow your own uniqueness. Forget these people who have been telling you stories. I don't care whether you eat from the same table. Honestly, I don't care. Don't care even if you sleep in the same bed. I don't really care. Because I know that it is your personal thing. God speaks to you in a unique way. And if you listen too much to people, you won't do it. Tell anybody, if you listen too much to people, you won't do it. If you get the approval of people, you get the disapproval of God. Hello? Are we blessed, Bazalwane? Hallelujah. So I want to pray this prayer. This prayer is for you who has left things undone or started things that are not moving for years, months. Are there such people here? I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Modimwaka, things that have been started that are not moving because of what we perceived to be a problem or a difficulty, a challenge or an obstacle. Lord, I pray that they will believe that there is enough in them to get this thing going. The rest is up to you, Lord. I pray that you will revive these visions in them. You will revive this calling in them. You will revive this dream in them to go back to it and continue. I pray that they will never start anything and not finish it. I pray, Lord, whatever discouraged them, may they not see it again. In the name of Jesus. May they never perceive with their eyes these obstacles. If they do, may they believe that it's not for them to deal with it, but it is you, Lord. I pray for young people. I pray that they will believe you for great things. They will not look around and see what is available, but they will look up to you and see that and see you are available. I pray, Lord. I pray that they will not walk by sight, but they will walk by faith. They will act on your word and not on circumstances that are aligning. And only then believe. Father, I believe that these great things that you're going to do, great stories must come out of these people. Great stories of faith in you and things that you've changed because they took that first step. I pray that they will not despise the days of the small beginnings, for it is the beginning of a great miracle. It may not be obvious, but the end of it is glorious. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody said, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are done sharing the word for you.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.